I began an experiment. Call it exercise number 2. I began an experiment. Call it exercise number 2. I began an experiment. I began an experiment. I began an experiment. I began an experiment. Call it exercise number 2. Test, telekinetic, energies via the Kreskin method. But instead of looking for the bent spoon, look for the warp brain path. My mind emptied. I couldn't see a thing and I knew that my energy was in the room. Spoon bender. A little black box inside my brain. Leaking green mist. My soul. Out there. A tumor. In here. I'm sick. A bit. It seems that the contest between positional and non-positional consciousness has resulted in feedback. A devoid. In the heart of the cerebral core. A blackout. I am unable, now, to become answerable, to and for, my actions. I am static. I am immobile. Nothing happens. Inertia. I have hit absolute zero. But there are changes, if you watch very closely. I think time still passes. Every telekinetic entity will do the following. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in space. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in time. If there is no hit on location, skip the following. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in the physical universe. Every telekinetic entity will locate objects in the physical universe. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in its negativity. Every telekinetic entity will locate objects in its negativity. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in every extraterrestrial negativity. Every telekinetic entity will locate objects in every extraterrestrial negativity. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in every other negativity. Every telekinetic entity will locate objects in every other negativity. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in every other universe. Every telekinetic entity will locate objects in every other universe. Every telekinetic entity will locate points in infinity. Every telekinetic entity will locate objects in infinity.